This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
You're listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here on 101.9 High FM. And we are chatting to the legendary Professor Barry Shoub, former executive director of the NICD. And when I read about this a couple of days ago, I thought, I'm sure I'm going to be chatting to the prof. So hand, foot, and mouth. And when I was growing up, I remember foot and mouth, but now hand, foot, and mouth disease. Prof, what's going on?
Yeah, good morning, Nicholas.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hand, foot, and mouth disease is a human disease. Foot and mouth is actually a cattle disease. It's a completely different virus, not the same, completely different virus, different species, and so on. So hand, foot, and mouth disease is, as the name implies, is a disease which affects mainly the mouth, to some extent less the hands and then the feet, because really what it's a disease of young kids, really under the age of 10, and predominantly infants, in fact. It's a very contagious viral infection, affecting, as I said, the mouth, the cheek, the tongue, and there it causes these painful little ulcers. They start off as little blisters and then they become ulcers. And the little kiddies have difficulty in eating. They're very fretful, they difficult, have a temperature. But it's a really relatively mild illness. It lasts maybe a couple of days and then it disappears. Well, I said it is a contagious illness. It spreads very rapidly, particularly in families. And it often starts off with one of the kids bringing it from school, for example, from a kindergarten, and then it spreads rapidly within that family, mainly, as I say, affecting the young kids, very much lesser older kids and certainly not adults. And that's how it presents, mainly with these painful ulcers, to some extent also on the palms of the hands and the soles of the feet. They also get blisters, which then become ulcers, less so on the genitalia and the buttocks. And that's hand, foot, and mouth disease. Coxsackie A16 is the virus that causes it for the technophobes.
Okay. Now, Prof, how is it spread? Is it sort of sharing utensils, just normal physical contact? What should be avoided if someone in the home has this?
Yeah, it's mainly, as you say, the physical contact. It's really mainly spread, as we say, in the fecal oral route. In other words, nappies being changed and hands being contaminated, then hands touching eating utensils and so on. To a lesser extent, also droplets, because it's affecting the cheek and the tongue and so on, it can generate infectious respiratory droplets which then get inhaled. But the main transmission is via the fecal-oral route.
Okay. So, again, we should be washing hands between everything. How should we be washing hands?
Yeah, you're right. Washing hands is the main preventive measure, and washing hands properly with soap and water, not just cursorily putting under a tap with a bit of water running on it. We say sing happy birthday once. That's the amount of time that you're actually washing your hands with soap between the fingers, both sides of the hands, and so on. It's that good hygiene is really how to stop it spreading. There's no vaccine, for example, and so on.
Okay. Is it something that we should be worried about? If it's passing in a couple of days, should we be stressed?
Well, I think the stress is really just to stop it spreading. As I say, it's a very mild illness. I don't want to get into too technicalities. There is a more severe disease, but that doesn't occur in this part of the world, mainly in Southeast Asia. Also hand, foot, and mouth disease. But fortunately, we don't get it in this part of the world. It's really a mild thing. And you just really want to stop it spreading to the rest of the family because they then can't go to school and they're not eating and they're crying and they're miserable and so on for a day or two.
Okay. What caused the outbreak? Where did it start? What was the cause?
Yeah, gosh, Nicholas, we really don't know these things. They just appear out of the blue. It's probably one infected kid brings it into the school environment or the kindergarten environment, and then it spreads to other kids. Then they take it back to the family, spreads wide, you have a little kind of outbreak, and then it disappears. And then right. maybe a couple of weeks later, a couple of months later, or maybe even a year later, you have another outbreak with another kid brings it into the school and spreads it into the families and so on.
No,
but why that disappears, why it comes and so on, that we really don't know.
Okay. Are there family members that should maybe avoid visiting if there's an outbreak, if someone at home has this, elderly grandparents or something?
No, I don't think elderly, well, so I don't think adults are really a particular problem, even elderly and even those who are frail and so on. I don't think they're really a problem. It's not really too much of a kind of public health problem because it doesn't really cause it such a severe disease. And we really don't, you know, obviously a child that is got underlying medical conditions should be well protected. But right. that's really because it does, you know, you got a temperature and the child is miserable and you don't want to kind of have that added on to an underlying illness.
Okay. What can people do in their day-to-day lives in terms of rest, nutrition, hydration to limit the severity if they do contract this? To limit the severity of the infection or the discomfort and so on?
I mean, the children, well, you know, I think when they get it, one can, you know, give them Panado to just to dampen down the fever, dampen down the temperature, and also to some extent it's relieve the pain of these ulcers and so on.
Right.
But there's not an awful lot one can do. One just has to rest it out. It's in a way, it's part of growing up.
100%. So, Prof, we're just going to take a quick ad break, and when we're back, we'll just wrap up on sort of what best practice, if I may say that.
Yeah, sure.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dischem. Better health starts here.
We're wrapping up the Dischem Medical Monday show here on 101.9 High FM. We're chatting to Professor Barry Shoub with regard to the hand, foot, and mouth disease. Prof, one of the things that I love chatting to you about is the calmness that you bring and the understanding of the science behind sort of these outbreaks. Just a word to parents, maybe to grandparents, about not stressing so much. What would you say to them about, you know, we've got enough to worry about?
Yeah, and I think you put it better than I could have put it, Nicholas. Yeah, I think there's really not too much to worry about. This is a very common infection, very common. In fact, I think very few children will grow up not having kind of seen this particular virus and this illness. So as you say, not to fret, not to kind of be too concerned. Treat it symptomatically if necessary. In other words, if the child is very irritable, we've got very distressed, one can give something like Panado syrup just to bring the temperature down to kind of alleviate the pain to some extent. It'll go away in a couple of days. And really these outbreaks, these foot and mouth disease outbreaks and fifth disease, and there are quite a few of these, this family of virus diseases. It's really part of children going to interact with other children in kindergarten and school and primary school. And they will pick up these infections, and it is really, in a way, part of growing up. And then to prevent the infection within the family, good hygienic practices, which are, in any case, good advice. Regular hand washing and washing properly with soap and water.
Perfect. It's a great way to end the show. Prof, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for joining us. And again, thank you for bringing that calmness and that understanding that it's not something to panic about. I think given what we've been through in the last few years, we hear of a new outbreak and everybody's stomach and heart automatically sinks and we panic. So we thank you for bringing the calm and the sensibility to this new outbreak. That was Professor Barry Shoub, former executive director of the NICD here on 101.9 Chai FM. We were also chatting a little bit earlier to Zanele Ntanzi, community social worker at Epilepsy SA. Please support those in the community with epilepsy. If people in your community are falling, are suffering from symptoms, they need our support. They do not need our ridicule. It is something that can be treated and lived with, and you can have a normal functioning life. You can find something within your employment to do. These are normal functioning people, parts of our community, and we really do need to support them and to care about them. And that's when we do these things, that's what makes our community better, and it's a better place to live for all of us. So thank you for joining me today on Monday, Dis-Chem Medical Monday Show here on 101.9 High FM. A big thank you to Craig Guthrie for pushing the buttons, and to our fantastic producer, Sina Pabetsi, for bringing on these wonderful guests and making this a fantastic show. Thank you, everyone. Chat to you next week.